This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
The Georgia Board of Paroles received 630,000 petitions from all over the world. A former president, an archbishop, and 51 members of Congress asked for clemency.
But the execution of Troy Davis went forward last night just after 11 Eastern time.
This case is awakening people to what the death penalty is about. And so people across the political spectrum have been raising their voices.
Laura Moy with Amnesty International. The death penalty is about executions. Some reality last night in Georgia.
One case closed. How many more will be reopened? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, September 22nd.
And let's take a look at the morning's top news. Troy Davis put to death by lethal injection last night in the state of Georgia. The execution for the killing of an off-duty police officer drew worldwide protest over his claims of innocence. And after several witnesses recanted their testimony against him after the trial, Davis was convicted of murdering a Savannah police officer 22 years ago. The execution was delayed several hours while the Supreme Court reviewed the case, but then declined to act on a petition from Davis's lawyers for a stay. More on this in a few minutes. Does it change your view of the death penalty? We'd love to hear what you have to say. Give us a call at 877-8MYTAKE.
Palestinian officials brushed aside a promised U.S. veto and say they'll continue their pursuit of full United Nations membership. President Obama made a last-ditch effort during his speech to the U.N. General Assembly yesterday, saying peace will not come through U.N. resolutions. He then met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas last night. There's no indication, though, if Abbas is ready to compromise. Greece is getting hit by a 24-hour public transportation strike today as the latest protest against government austerity measures. There will also be a mass protest of with public sector workers later in Athens.
Americans Josh Vital and Shane Bauer remain in seclusion with their families in the nation of Oman on their first day of freedom from an Iranian prison. They spent 2 years in Iran accused as spies before being freed on $1 million bail. Pope Benedict arrived in Germany this morning on his first state visit to his homeland. Republican leaders in the House suffered a surprise defeat on Capitol Hill yesterday. Democrats and Tea Party Republicans rejected a measure providing $3.7 billion for disaster relief as part of a bill to keep the government running through mid-November. Democrats voted against it because the measure would have cut funding to help car companies build fuel-efficient vehicles.
President Obama is taking his jobs plan to a crossroads of Republican congressional leadership. Later this morning, he'll speak at a bridge crossing from House Speaker John Boehner's home state of Ohio to Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell's Kentucky. The Federal Reserve announced an unconventional plan to reduce borrowing costs for businesses and consumers. The Fed says it'll invest $400 billion in long-term securities over the next 9 months. That plan is expected to drive down interest rates on mortgage loans, corporate bonds, and other forms of credit. And Moody's credit agency has downgraded Bank of America's long-term credit rating. Wells Fargo's credit rating was also cut. Taking a look at the markets, Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down as well, and so is gold. The Dow will start at 11,124, the S&P at 1,166. The NASDAQ will open at 2,538. Well, it was a bittersweet moment. After 31 years together, the rock band R.E.M. announced they are going their own ways now. They are splitting up the band. We're going to talk about their musical legacy in just about 15 minutes' time, but this is your chance to give us a call and let us know if you have a favorite R.E.M. band song, and you could obviously sing
Pearl Jam's the only band left standing from those days.
No, U2.
Pearl Jam and U2. Very good.
Two big economic announcements yesterday. Credit downgrading for some high-profile banks, and the Federal Reserve outlines its stimulus plans for the economy. We're going to talk about whether or not this may have an impact on the markets and whether it actually would contribute to any kind of a recovery. And a truly fascinating story about how online gamers solved a scientific puzzle that baffled medical researchers for nearly a decade. Okay, so you have 10 years studying this puzzle, and these gamers solved it in 10 days. That's coming up later this hour. First, though, the reaction to Troy Davis's execution from someone who was just outside the prison last night. That's coming in a few minutes' time. If you have a reaction to the execution of Troy Davis or the death penalty, give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.